Today's daf is Vachim daf Lamed Beis, and we are at the beginning of the new perek, the third perek on the bottom of daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. So the third perek really begins where the second perek began. The second perek began with the halacha of Kabbalah and discussed all the people that are possible to do the Avodas HaKabbalah. The third perek begins with Avodas HaShechita, so we're going backwards in a way, and discusses that despite the fact that all psulim are disqualified from doing Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, etc., Shechita is different. Zok the Mishnah, kol psulim, sheshachtu shechitas and kshera, any posel that does Shechita, the Shechita is kosher. And the reason is, sheshachtu kshera, bezorim, ubenoshim, ubaavodim, ubetmeim, vaafilu bekotchim kedoshim. This is true not only for Shechitas kotchim kalim, but it's true for Shechitas kotchim kedoshim as well. Meaning, in contrast to Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, where psulim are posel, when it comes to Shechita, the psulim are going to be kosher. The reason, of course, is because of what the Gemara said, Le'il, daf yodalot on the base, Shechita lav avoidehi, Shechita ksher bizar. Stating that, Tzok the Mishnah, that although we said that Shechita is kosher bitmeyim, if a tamei is going to do the Shechita, he has to be careful, ubevach la yutmeyim, nagim abasar. He has to be careful that he's not going to touch the basar, because if he touches the basar, naturally he's going to be metama the basar. Now, the truth is that in order for food to become tameh, it first has to be huchshel lekabel tuma. It has to be wet with one of the zayin mashkin, and only then can it be tameh. So what's this chashash that the tameh is going to touch the basar? Lechura, doesn't the basar first have to be huchshel lekabel tuma? But it's based on a principle, which is chibas hakodesh, has an ability to be makshur kachem lekabel tuma. So although ordinarily something can't become tameh unless it's kiyitein, or kiyutan dumya de kiyitain, when it comes to kachin, there it's going to be different. But either way, so the Mishnah's first halacha is kala psulim. All the psulim that we mentioned in the second parak that can't do kabbalah ilacha zrika, when it comes to shechita, shechita lava vaydi, and as a result, they're kosher to do shechita. Lefichach says the Mishnah, poisel b'machshavah. For that reason, if a czar or apostle would do shechita and he would have a machshavah hapiseles while he was doing the shechita, the halacha is that the shechita would be possible. Meaning, if a possible couldn't do shechita, then if he did the shechita with a machshava hapiseles, the machshava hapiseles would have no bearing. So, for example, if it was a machshava of chutz l'zmanai, it wouldn't render the carbon pigle, because only someone that's roy to do the avodah can make a carbon pigle. But being that we're saying that a posel could do shechita, as a result, a posel that does shechita with a machshavas pigle, for example, he would make the carbon pigle. The kulan shekiblu asadam. If, however, one of the psulim would do kabbalah chutz l'zmanai v'chutz l'mkaymai, and the eshtam ha-nefesh yachsa ha-kasha v'yikabal, then you can redo the kabbalah. The carbon is not going to be pigle. Ordinarily, if a kabbalah would be done with a machshavas pigle, you can't redo the kabbalah. You can't see if there's any leftover dam and do a good Kabbalah now. It's too late. Once you had a machshava of chutz l'zmanai, the carbon's automatically posel. If, however, the Kabbalah was done by a posel, so then the machshava chutz l'zmanai is not a machshava apiseles, because again, a kosher would have to have the machshava apiseles in order for it to be an issue. In that case, there is a way to redo it. Zok the Mishnah, keep it like kosher v'nasan l'posel yachsel l'kosher. So on the note of doing Kabbalah and doing it improperly, what if a kosher would do the Kabbalah, and then after he did the Kabbalah, he would pass over the klisharis to a posel, yachsel l'kosher. The posel can give the klisharis back to the kosher, let him do the halacha and the zrika, and everything is going to be fine. Kibul b'yamina v'nasan l'smani yachzer l'yamina. If he did the kabbalah with his right hand, pass it over to his left hand, give it back to your right hand. All the avodas had to be done with the right hand. But it doesn't matter that for a brief moment it was in his left hand. That's okay. Just give it back to his right hand. Kibul b'kli kodesh v'nasan b'kli chol yachzer l'kli kodesh. Same concept. Nishbach menakli al ritz. But what happens if the kohen did the kabbalah, and after he did the kabbalah, dam fell, added a kli, it poured onto the floor, va'asvay, kosher, it's going to be kosher. This is, of course, in sharp contrast to the Mishnah Daf Chafei, which discussed the halach of nishbach that's posel. So when is nishbach posel, and when is nishbach kosher? Nishbach mitzavra behema onto the ritzvah, then it's posel, because it's halach of dam mea par yikablenu, we need the kabbalah to be directly from the par, and if it went from the par to the ritzvah, then into the klisharis, so there is a chesaron. But if the kabbalah was already done, nishbach, elakli, and min hakli, meaning the Kabbalah was done, and then it poured out of the kli onto the Ritzvah, in that case, it's going to be kosher. Again, all these halachas were discussed already in great detail. We've seen everything mentioned in this Mishnah already, and the Gemara's already discussed it. Nothing ala kevesh, like in Agada Yisoy. What would be if the Kayan did his Riko, but he did it either on the kevesh, or he did it shalai ken Agada Yisoy? Meaning he did it on the raw part of the Mizbeach. Something that was supposed to be Lamata Michuta Sikri, he did Lamaila. Something that was supposed to be Lamaila Michuta Sikri, he did Lamata. Or he even put it on the raw Mizbeach. So there the Allah is, there too you have an ability to redo it. As long as there's more dam, you can do a new Kabbalah and then do a Zrika with that dam that you were just Mi'kabal. This is, of course, the halacha of Zrika Shalevim Koimlein. If you remember, the Gemara asked from here on Shmuel and Reish Lakish, whose Shita was on Daf Chavov, Daf Chav Zayin, that Zrika Shalevim Koimlein is Kim Koimlein Dami, that it's Mechaper, it's just not Mata the Basar. If Zrika Shalevim Koimlein is Kim Koimlein Dami, what's this idea of a Mi'esh Tam HaNefesh, Yachzer HaKosh of Yekabal? Why do you have to do another Kabbalah? Because there's Zrika Shalevim Koimlein, I thought Zrika Shalevim Koimlein is Kim Koimlein Dami. And don't tell me you're doing the new Zrika to be Mata the Basar, because the Gemara said, Mi'ika Zrika is there such a concept where you can do a Zrika just to be Mater Basar? So the Gemara made an Akimta. It wasn't an easy Gemara, but the Gemara there made an Akimta that if you hold Zrika Shalebim Koimei, Kim Koimei Dami, you're going to have to say that this Mishnah, this last part of the Mishnah, is discussing not when a Kosher did a Zrika Shalebim Koimei, but when a Apostle did a Zrika Shalebim Koimei. If a Apostle did a Zrika Shalebim Koimei, obviously it's not a Kosher Zrika. If a Apostle does any Zrika, it's not a Kosher Zrika. Kamash Malon, that if a Apostle did a Zrika Shalebim Koimei, Im Yeshta Manefesh, Yachzer HaKosher V'Yekabel. If that's the case, the Gemara said it's Mavur, a different Chiddush, that even though a Apostle did a Zrika, you could still do another Zrika. And the Gemara said that's true. Just like the Mishnah said, Apostle that does Kabbalah, you could do another Kabbalah. So to Apostle that does a Zrika, you could do another Zrika. Again, this is it's an easy Mishnah to learn if you're learning Mishnayos, but in light of all the Gemaras that we've already seen, we know it's a pretty heavy Mishnah. Regardless, for today, all we need is the first halacha of the Mishnah. A very straightforward halacha. Kol psulin sheshachtu, all psulin that shecht, Shchitasan Ksheira. So although Apostle can't do Kabbalah, Hailach Azrika, even Haktara, Malicha, there's so many Avodas that a Zar is not allowed to do, but Shchita, Lav Avodah, and as a result, Apostle's allowed to do Shchita. But the Gemara starts off with a Diyak. Kala Psulin Sheshachtu. Shachtu, the Eved in the Katchila Loi. Doesn't Shachtu sound like it's only the Eved? Meaning it sounds like that. The Katchila, if you'd call a Rav, you'd ask your local rabbi, I'm bringing a carbon. Should I do the shechita myself? Or can I have one of my friends that's a zar? I'll be mechabed him to do the shechita? Or is there an inyan that lekatchila to have a kayin? So from the simple reading of the Mishnah, it would sound like, kala psulin sheshachtu shechita sangshera. A zar is apostle. So it's only b'dieved that a zar is going to be kasha. I'll ask you a kasha. It says, v'shachat in the Torah, v'shachat as ben habakar lefnei Hashem. And we learn from there, shechita bizar kshera. Sheha shechita kshera bizarim u benashim u be'avodim u betmeim va'afilu be'kadshei kadashim. Our Mishnah. Oy eino yelo be'kayanim. Or maybe no. Maybe when it says v'shachat as ben habakar lefnei Hashem, it means kayanim. Meaning it doesn't say zar, maybe, and it doesn't say kayan either. So does it mean zar or does it mean kayan? Amrit v'chimiyayim basa. Why would you think it should require a kayan? Because there's another pasuk. Michal she'nemar va'ata uvanecho itcha tishmeru es kanaschem l'chol dvarim esbeach. You and your sons, you referring to Aharon, you should be involved in all Dvar HaMizbeach. So you would think that Shechita, which is Dvar HaMizbeach, should also be Bikoyin. Yochalap Shechita, Talmud Loimar. So the Braisa says, no. It says, V'shachat es ben habakar lefnei Hashem, that first pasuk that the Gemara brought. And then it says, V'hikrivu, V'chulu. But if you look at inside, V'krivu bnei Aharon, Hakayhanim es Adam, V'zorku es Adam, Al HaMizbeach, Soviv, Asher Pesach HaYomayim. And we learn from there, Mikabbalah V'elach, Mitzvahs Kuhuna. It's only from the Hikrivu, which we know means Kabbalah. So it's from Kabbalah and on, that there's halacha that it has to be done with a koyin, limid, ala shchita shekshair b'chol adam, ba'al koponim. So what do you see from this braisa? Shchit is kshair bazar. It doesn't sound like it's a bidiyevin. It sounds like it's a katchila. V'shochat, anybody. And then v'hikrivu b'nei yaharna kiyanim es adam. It's from Kabbalah v'elach that you need a koyin. There's no inkling anywhere in this pasuk that maybe l'katchila a koyin is supposed to do shchita. Fakert. V'shochat is anybody. And then there's an idea of ikriv b'nei yahara from Kabbalah and on. That's where it gets serious. That's where you have to make sure that a zar doesn't do it. Sometimes a zar is even chayiv misa, the dalad avaydis, whatever. But the point is the Mishnah's mashma kol apsulin sheshachtu shchitas in shera. It would seem that it's only din b'dieved lechura from the limud, from the source of how I know shchita k'sher bazar. It sounds like it's a katchilo. So the Gemara says, what's the answer? Who adin da'afilu lekatchilo nami? The emes is that a zar is allowed to do shchita even lekatchilo. Mishum the Gemara misna tmeim. But being that the Mishnah wanted to mention Tameim, Kol Apsulin, even a Tamei, Dilekatchila Loi, and there it's Pashit that a Tamei Lekatchila can't do Shechita. Why not? Because of Gzeira. Shem Yigu Bebasar, like the Mishnah said, Vavachla Yu Tameim Noigim Bebasar. So there's certainly a Tamei Lekatchila shouldn't do it. So Tana Sheshachtu. So really, the Lashon B'Dievet of Shachtu wasn't said Klapei Zar, because the Zar is allowed to do Shechita Lekatchila. The whole Shachtu B'Dievet that the Mishnah used is because one of the Psulin that the Mishnah mentioned was Tameim. And a tummy taka can't shach lekatchila. Why? Also, not based on a pasuk, not based on a limud. It's a gzeira because the Mishnah said already that the tummy has to be careful not to touch the basar. Al kolponim. The bottom line is, despite the fact that the Mishnah says it beloshen dieved, it's really lekatchila. Why? It's based on the drasha. In the drasha, it's mashma only mikabala ve'elach. You need a kai. But shchita itself, there's no din that it needs a kai. It says the Gemara, but tummy dieved shapidami. Is that true that a tummy b'dieved is a lot of shach? The Mishnah said that. V'minu, I'll ask you a kasha. V'samach v'shachat. The Torah says v'samach yaday al roish ha'oilo v'nirtzalei l'chaperol. So one of the shiyari mitzvah that was done with the carbon was the mitzvah of smicha. Now that pasuk is Vayikra, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Dalet. Right in the beginning, the fourth pasuk in Sefer Vayikra mentions the mitzvah of smicha. The fifth pasuk, the very next pasuk is v'shachat es ben abakel of ne'ashem v'kriv b'nei yaharei. So the Gemara darshins the smichus of v'somach and v'shachat. It says v'somach and it says v'shachat. Mas smicha b'tahirim. Zok the Brisa, just like smicha had to be done by a tahar, a tami couldn't do the mitzvah of smicha. Av shchita b'tahirim. So too, a tami couldn't do shchita. Sounds like a tami can't do shchita. In the Mishnah it says a tami could do shchita. B'dieved, there's a gzera. But at the end of the day, a tami could do shchita. The Brisa says Shchita dumya de smicha, and just like smicha requires a tahar, so too shchita requires a tahar. Says the Gemara midrabanan. Even though that sounds like a drasha, v'samach v'shachar, it's really not. It's really only an asmachta, because really the tamei could do smicha midde oy raisa. It's only mid derabanan that he can't, and it's on a derabanan level that we have some sort of hekish gzeira shema yigu bebasa. But it's not a real drasha. The point is that although in the brisa it would seem that a kohen's really, or any person that's tamei, is not allowed to do shchita because we're makish at the smicha, it's not a real hekish. It's only a din derabanan. Zok the Gemara. In this brisa, the brisa seemed to presuppose that smicha is betahirin, and as a result, shchita is going to be dumi de smicha. The Gemara in the Havamina thought it's a drasha de raisa. That's like a real drasha, shchita dumi de smicha. So if smicha needs tahirin, shchita also needs tahirin. The Gemara said, no, it's only a mid derabanan. But it's poshit somehow in the brisa. The hanocha of the brisa is that smicha requires a tahar. Shchita lavdafka requires a tahar. If anything, we're going to learn shchita from smicha. So it says the Gemara Mishnah smicha. Why would you think that smicha requires a tahar? Probably tichsiv lifnei Hashem. It says lifnei Hashem in the context of smicha. What? Where does it say lifnei Hashem? V'samach yadei al roish ha'olah v'nirtzalei l'chaper olav. That's smicha. The next pasuk v'shachat es ben abakel lifnei Hashem. So l'chura lifnei Hashem is going back on smicha. The problem is, it's also going back on shchita. So luchura shchita nami yoksev lifnei Hashem. It's the same lifnei Hashem. It's going back on shchita and smicha. So why was it more pasha to the Gemara that smicha needs to be done by a tahar more than shchita? Why would you think smicha needs to be done by a tahar? Because it says lifnei Hashem. Why does lifnei Hashem mean tahar? Because a tamei can't go lifnei Hashem. How? Lifnei Hashem means in the azara. He can't go into the azara. But luchura, if that's the case, then shchita also it says lifnei Hashem. So just the whole setup of the brisa. We know smicha, there's an issue if you're tamei. Shchita, I don't know. We'll learn shchita from smicha. How do you know smicha? Because it says lifnei Hashem. I know shchita is the same mechutin that smichas, but the Gemara says no, because Efshadovin Pesachin Arucha V'Shachet. Just because it says that Shechita has to be Lifnei Hashem, doesn't necessarily mean the Kohen has to be Lifnei Hashem. The Shechita will be Lifnei Hashem, the Kohen won't be. How so? He's going to use a long knife. If he uses a long knife, he won't be Lifnei Hashem. The Shechita will, so he doesn't necessarily have to be in Nazar. Smicha Nami, but how long could his hands be, right? But the Gemara says no. Efshadim Ailo Yadei V'Samech. Maybe he doesn't have to have long hands, as long as he's right by the Azara. So he'll be standing on the outside. the behema will be on the inside, and the same cheshbon, the smicha will be taking place of Nei Hashem. So the Gemara says, "Kasava biya b'miksa shma biya." It's not going to work because being that he's tamei and a tamei is not allowed to enter the azara, just like we say a tamei can't enter the azara with his entire guf, a biya b'miksas is also shma biya. So if he's going to stick his hands in or only part of his body, that too will be an issue. And as a result, it's not possible for a tamei to do smicha because in order to do smicha, at least your hands are going to have to be in the azara and biya b'miksa shma biya. It is possible to do shchita. Why sakin arucha? But once we have a hekish between smicha and shchita, so we know that once a tummy can't do smicha, a tummy can't do shchita. Is it derais? Is it the rabbanon? That's the shakl of atayir of the gemara. Chiz the masni yepchar. Chiz the head this brisa v'samach v'shachet, but he added in the reverse. He learned v'samach v'shachet mas shchita b'tayir maf smicha b'tayir. That being that shchita has to be done b'tayirin, so too smicha has to be done b'tayirin. So the gemara asks the same question. Maish no shchita? Why do you know shchita? Tichsev l'fnei Hashem. Smicha nami tichsev l'fnei Hashem. It says the same l'fnei Hashem by smicha that it does by shchita. So why is shchita more of a miyuches? Why is it more pashit that shchita needs to be done by Torah than by smicha? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Efshe demayel yadei v'samach. Smicha, even though it says afnei Hashem, there's still an etza. The etza is, you could always stick your hands in. Bia b'miktsas. But shchita nami, if that's the case, why does the lifnei Hashem of shchita mean anything? You can always have a long knife. This brisa, the way Rav Chizda had the brisa, the time of the brisa was shivanatei money. Time you learn to the brisa. The ben abakar has to be lifnei Hashem, meaning the animal, the shchita needs to take place lifnei Hashem. But there's no halacha that the shoychid has to be lifnei Hashem. How do you know that the hands of the shoychid has to be exactly with the nishchad is talmud boima v'shachid es ben abakar lifnei Hashem? Shoychet has been a bakal of Hashem. Meaning, Shimon HaTimoni holds that there's no halacha of sakin arucha. He holds that the shoychet has to be where the nishchat is. And just like the nishchat, that ben abakar has to be lifnei Hashem, the shoychet has to be lifnei Hashem. So smicha, all you need to do is stick your hands in. And a bia b'miktsas loy shma bia, so you don't know that smicha needs to be lifnei Hashem. As a result, there's no halacha necessarily that a tamei can't do smicha. But shchita, according to Shimon HaTimoni, the whole shchita needs to be lifnei Hashem, meaning a tamei can't do shchita. We're not learning shchita from smicha, but rather we're learning smicha from shchita. So regardless, again, where are we? So the Mishnah discussed kol apsulin sheshachtu shchitas and ksheira. And the Mishnah gave examples, zarin and tamei. So the first Gemara was discussing a zar. It's mashma a little bit that only b'di'evet azar is allowed to do shchita. From the pasuk, it's mashma l'katchila. So the Gemara says, no, really, it's l'katchila. Why does it say b'di'evet? Because a tamei can only do shchita b'di'evet. L'katchila, a tamei can't do it because we're afraid he may touch the basar. And if he touches the basar, even if it wasn't hukshol l'kabal tumah, chibas ha'kodesh is machshe the basar to be makabal tumah. And as a result, he's going to be metamei. The second he touches it, it's a problem. So the tamei, who's kosher to do shchita, however, Midrabanan, there's an issue, thus it's b'di'evet, so we say b'di'evet even for the Tzar. Aye, how could you tell me that a Tomei is allowed to do shchita b'di'evet? Doesn't it say v'samach v'shachat shchita dumya de smicha? The Teretz is, it does say that. However, it's not a real drasha, meaning there is such a brisa, and it seems like the brisa is telling me a dindei raisa, that if smicha needs to be done by a tar, shchita needs to be done by a tar. But the Gemara says, really, it's not. It's an asmachta, this drasha. It's only midirabanan. Once the dirabanan, he may touch the basa, but it's not a dindei raisa. The Gemara said, Rav Chizda had a different gears than the brisa, and what emerged from this discussion in the Amiran is a shayla. Bia b'miktsas shma bia, or bia b'miktsas. So a tamei that's not allowed to enter the Azara, or certain tameim that couldn't enter Machne Leviyah, Machne Yisrael, any time a tamei is not allowed to enter one of the machnas, what if he didn't enter with his entire guf? He only entered b'miktsas. Is a bia b'miktsas a bia, or is it not a bia? So it was mentioned, Derech Agam, and the Gemara is going to segue now into a completely different sugi, a sugi that will start today, and we'll go into tomorrow's daf, and that is bia b'miktsas shma bia, or bia b'miktsas leishmi. Amar ula amar eish lakish, tamei shechnes yadei lefnim leikah. Someone that was tamei, that sticks his hand into the makam ha-mikdash, into the azara, a place that he's not allowed to go, even though it was only his hand, he gets malkas. Shenema v'chol kodesh loy siga. And we vela mikdash loisav ad maloisi meitahira. That's the end of the pasuk. Makish biel and agia, meaning the Torah puts these two isurim next to each other. B'chol kodesh loisigi, not let it touch kachim. Ain't not allowed to enter the base of mikdash. This is, of course, tumas mikdash v'kadosh of masach the shvuas fame. You know, comes up a lot. But either way, makish nigiya l'nigiya, man nigiya b'mikdash managiya. Just like nigiya b'mikdash managiya, if somebody's going to touch kachim when he's tamei, it's going to be a problem, even if his entire body doesn't have to
touch the kachem. If he touches it with his finger, he was already over b'chol kodesh le'siga. So when it comes to vela mikdash le'sada, it's the same halacha. If you stick your hand into the base of mikdash, that's enough to be over the avera. Meaning, just like negiah, that's pasha. No one's going to say you have to literally fall on top of the kachem to be over that avera. Af bia b'mikdash shmabia. So ula's shita is that bia b'mikdash shmabia. Eis v'rav ishi elu ulos. Rav ishi has the kasha to ula. Metzayra shechol shmini shalei lias b'erav pesach. A metzayra who is in the process of becoming tahar. And it's the eighth day. Today's the day that he is ready to become tahar. That eighth day fell out on an Erev Pesach. And what happened is, V'roah keri b'yayim. And on that day, he became a keri. V'toval, and he toivled. So he's a tful yayim for keri. Amru chachamim, the chachamim said, Afa pisha ain't tful yayim acha nichnas. Even though ordinarily a tful yayim is not allowed to enter the azar, zen nichnas, this one can. Mutav yave asei sheyesh b'ykaris, v'yitcha asei sheyim b'ykaris. Because we say the asei of Pesach, which is an asei sheyesh b'ykaris, is doicha the asei of a tful yayim de keri entering the azar. So what's going on over here? So a little bit of a background. Number one, we know that when the Yidden traveled in the Midbar, this week's parashas is not Midbar, when the Yidden traveled in the Midbar, there were three machnas. There was machna kahuna, there was machna leviya, or machna yisrael, machna kahuna, machna shechina, machna leviya, and then there was machna yisrael. When the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, you had the same three machnas. There was machna shechina, which was the Azara. There was machna leviya, which was the harabayas, and there was machna yisrael, which was the rest of Yerushalayim. A Tomei, by definition, is a person that will not be allowed to enter Machnas. Which Machnas? It depends on what kind of Tomei you are. Every Tomei in the world wasn't allowed to enter Machnas Shechinas. It doesn't matter what kind of Tomei you had. If you are someone that the Torah says is Tomei, you are not allowed to enter the Azara. A Tomei can't enter the Azara. If he enters the Azara, even B'Shoigig, B'Helim, Yediyah, B'Tchila, no Yediyah, B'Soif, you run into Masech the Shavuos issues. It's Chaydi Krisos, it's Chatois, the Karbonis on Yom Kippur with Mechapa for that. It's a very, very big deal. So the bottom line is that someone that's Tomei, doesn't matter what Tomei you had, you cannot enter the Azara. There was certain Tmeim that even couldn't enter Machne Leviyah. The rule of thumb is, anyone that's Tomei because of something that is related to something that came from his guf, like a Zav or a Zava or a Balkari or a Nida, so it's a Tumah HaYotzim and a guf, they couldn't enter Machne Leviyah. There was one Tomei that couldn't even enter Machne Yisrael, and that, of course, was the Mitzayir. Stating that, we know that there was a way for someone who was Tomei, for his Tumah to become niklash, meaning qualitatively becomes a little shvacher, even though he wasn't completely tar. Had it a little bit in the first parak. That is a tful yoyim and a mechusi kippur. So, for example, someone that was a balkari, said halach is, he's tummy for one day. It's not 7 days. He doesn't eat paradumas. He doesn't eat bayin yodei hayamanis. It's not so complicated. It's very straightforward. All he has to do is go to the mikvah. So what if someone's a balkari? He goes to the mikvah at 9 o'clock in the morning. He's going to be Tomei for the rest of the day. He doesn't become Tar until the sun sets. That's when he becomes completely Tar. That day, he has a din of a Tful Yoyim. A Tful Yoyim status in Halacha is unique, meaning he's still Tomei, because until Harif Shemesh, until the sun sets, Rabbeinu Tam, he's still going to be a Tomei. At the same time, his tuma is somewhat niklash, and his nafkamina is an halacha of where his tuma is niklash. There were other tmeim that, in addition to going to the mikvah and waiting out the amount of time they had to wait, they would also have to bring a carbon at the end of their tahira process. Until they brought their carbon, even after they went to the mikvah, they were tamei, but their tuma was also a little bit kalish, because now they already went to the mikvah. All they need to do is bring the carbon. That what we know as a mechusa kippur. The backdrop of this gemara, which is actually very straightforward, if you have the yesaidis, is we're discussing a mitzayra. A mitzayra is one of the tmeim that's a mechusa kippur, meaning he doesn't become tar until he brings a carbon. He waited the 7 days that he has to wait. On the eighth day, the Torah says, bring your carbon and you're going to be good to go. You're scot-free. So right now, the Metzora, it's his eighth day. All he needs to do is bring your carbon and he's going to be good. It just so happens that his eighth day was Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is the day that all of Klal Yisrael brings the carbon Pesach. Someone that's Tomei couldn't bring the carbon Pesach. He had to be pushed off the Pesach Shedi. So this person, on his eighth day, is ready to bring the carbon Pesach, but he first is a mechusa kippurim, meaning he first has to bring the carbon. He needs the tahira that he's going to need from the mitzayra. Now, it's really not an issue, because first you'll bring your carbon from mitzayra. Afterwards, somebody will bring the carbon Pesach on your behalf. At night, you'll be 100% tahar, for sure. There's no issues. You'll be able to sit down and eat from the carbon Pesach. The problem is, on that day, he became a balkari. And being that he became a Baal Keri, even after he toivled, assuming he went to the mikvah, he was still a Tful Yoim the Keri. And a Tful Yoim the Keri creates a major wrinkle in this person's tire process. The reason is because one of the things that the Metzorah needed when he brought his carbon, in order for the carbon to be mechaper for him, is he would have to stand by the Makom Azara. He would have to put his hands and his head into the Makom Azara, and the Kohen would take from the dam and he would put it on his bayin yadai, but whatever the process was. But it involved entering the Azara. Now, a Metzora is allowed to do what he needs to do. The Torah said he's allowed to do it. The problem is that now that he's also a Tful Yoim the Keri, and a Baal Keri is not allowed to enter Mach the Levia, let alone the Azara, so how in the world is he going to become Tar? So we have a major issue over here. He himself could be Tar. The Torah says he's allowed to be Tar. But the problem is, now he also has another issue. His issue is Baal Keri. So the fact that he's also a Baal Keri, even a Tful Yoim the Keri, is getting in the way of him becoming Tar. So it's on that note, let's see it again. Look, the Brisa, Mitzayrish, a Mitzayrish whose eighth day of Tyre fell out on Erev Pesach, now he became a Baal Keri, Vitaval, and he went to the mikvah. He's a Tful Yoim the Keri. Even though ordinarily a Tful Yoim is not let it go onto the Harabayas, says no way really of becoming Tar, because you have to make it to the Makom HaMikdash. Incidentally, where did the Metzorah stand? It's important for the Gemara. Where did the Metzorah stand? It was a place that was called Shar Niknar. Shar Niknar was a Shar. It was one of the entranceways into the Azara. It was Bechayel, but it was right by the Azara. So he would stand by Machna Levi, and he would stick whatever needed to be stuck into the Makom Azara by standing in that place. The problem is that Tful Yoim the Keri can't go to Shar Niknar, because the Tful Yoim is a Tameh. The Tumah was Yoytze Migufay. As a result, he's not even allowed to be in Shar Niknar. But says the Braisa, Amru Chachamim, even though ordinarily Tful Yoim is not allowed to go to Shar Niknar, Zeh Nichnas, Mutav Yovi Aseh Sheyech Baykaris, Vietcha Aseh Sheyech Baykaris, because the Tful Yoim not entering the Machna Levia is only a shayla of an Aseh Sheyech Baykaris. Pesach is an Aseh Sheyech Baykaris. If he doesn't go and make himself tar, he won't be able to bring the carbon Pesach. As a result, there's a Tchir. Reb Yechanan said, Dvar Torah, Afilu Aseh Sheyech Baykaris. There's no issues at all. You don't have to comment to Aseh Sheyech Baykaris being Doich Aseh Sheyech Baykaris. Because even though it's true about Keri is not allowed to enter Machna Levia, but this person is not an ordinary Baal Keri. He's a Tful Yoim de Keri. And a Tful Yoim de Keri is allowed to enter Machna Levia. Shanema, Vayamad Yoshafet, Bekal Yehuda Vyushalayim, Beves Hashem Lefnei Achotzer Achadosha. My Chotzer Achadosha. Rabbi Yechid Shechitshu Vadvarim. Va'amru Tful Yoim, Al Yikonis to Machna Levia. And you see from me that it's only Midrabbanan that a Tful Yoim is not allowed to enter Machna Levia. Amru, the Chachadim said, Tful Yoim Al Yikonis to Machna Levia. But the bottom line is that even though ordinary, this Mitzorah shouldn't be able to enter Machna Levia. Why not? Because he's a Tful Yoim. A Tful Yoim the Keri. A Tful Yoim the Keri is not allowed to enter Machna Levia. This one could, because what's at stake is Korban Pesach. That's an Aseh Sheyech Baykaris. And Yovi Aseh Sheyech Baykaris. V'yitcha Aseh Sheyech Baykaris. But Freik the Gemara, a Geshmak Akasha. If you're going to tell me that Biyah the Mikzah Shma Biyah. So when this Tful Yoim the Keri is going to go now and go through the Tahira process of Mitzorah, he's doing two things. Number one, he's entering Machna Levia. He's also entering Machna Shechina. How's he entering Machna Shechina? When he sticks his hands into the Makom Azara. Now, Bishloima, going to Machna Levia, for a Tomei to be a Machna Levia, is only an Aseh. And it's an Aseh Sheim Bekaris. So we could say, Yavi Aseh de Pesach Sheyesh Bekaris, V'yidcha Aseh de Tful Yoyim, Sheloi Kanis la Machna Levia, which is Eim Bekaris. But if he's entering the Azara, entering the Azara, even at Tful Yoim is an Aseh Sheyesh Baykaris. So, Freik the Gemara, if you're going to tell me, that means when this Tful Yoim the Keri goes through the Mitzayra, Tahayra, he's going to be entering the Azara. They're both Aseh Sheyesh Baykaris. So that was Rabbi Yishai's Kasha to Ula. Ula, you want to tell me Biyah B'mikzah Shma Biyah? If Biyah B'mikzah Shma Biyah, that means that anytime a person sticks his hand into the Makom Azara, it's as if he is whole gufted. That means that Tful Yoim the Keri, if he would theoretically stick his hands into the Makom Azara, he would be over an Aseh Sheyesh Baykaris. So how could a Mitzayrish, Shachal Shmini Shalai Liyais Be'erev Pesach, that's also a Tful Yoim the Keri, stick his hands into the Makom Azara? Because Yodai Aseh Sheyesh Baykaris, V'yitcha Aseh Sheyesh Baykaris, it's true that Tful Yoim entering Machna Levia is an Aseh Sheyesh Baykaris, but sticking his hands into the Makom Azara is Aseh. So Bishleim Apiyav Mikzash Leishma Bia. So he never entered the Azara. All he did was he went to Machna Levia. That's an Aseh Sheyesh Baykaris. But if Bia B'mikzah Shma Bia, that means he's entering Machna Levia and he's entering Machna Shechina. Entering Machna Shechina is an Aseh Sheyesh Baykaris. So how do you have it? So he told him back a major Svara, a Svara that comes up very prominently in the beginning of Masechtas Yevamos, a Svara that we're going to talk more about tomorrow, just online. Amalei matuncha, shani mitzayra hayo v'huta l'tzaratoi, huta l'keriyai. He said, let me ask you a question. Is a Metzora allowed to stick his hands into the Azara? The Torah says, yeah. How could he? He's also Tameh. He didn't bring his carbon yet. He's a Mechus HaKippurim. He doesn't have Torah until he does it. So how could he stick his hands in? Elamai, you have to say, the Torah was matter. That even though Bia B'miksa Shma Bia, and ordinarily a Tameh shouldn't be able to stick even his hands into the Makom Azara, but the Torah said, it's okay. So once the Torah said it's okay for this person, and the fact that he has Tumas Metzora doesn't get in the way, so too, the fact that he's a Tfulyayim Dekeri won't get in the way as well. It's what we know as Hoyel V'ishtari, Ishtari. Being that the Torah was matter, the Bia B'miktas for the Metzora, the Torah was matter, the Bia B'miktas, the really Bia B'miktas, Shma Bia, I, how's a mutter? What do you mean, how's a mutter? How's a mutter for the Metzora to do it? Oh my, the Torah said it's mutter for the Metzora. So the fact that you're also a Tfulyayim Dekeri, that shouldn't bother me. It's based on a Svara of Hoyel V'ishtari, Ishtari, exhale. So just a little bit of rate. So this morning's daf really discussed two sugyas. It discussed the halacha of shchita ksheir bizar, which is the halacha of shchita lav avoidehi, and it discussed the halacha of bia b'miktsas shmabia. So we'll talk today about the first sugya, which is the sugya of shchita ksheir bizar, as it's very, very pertinent in general to the sugyas over here in Masechta Zvachim. So just a few haras. Number one, there's a zayir HaKadosh. I didn't bring the nusach with me, but there's a zayir that says that a Kohen, not only does he not have to do Shechita, but a Kohen is actually not allowed to do Shechita. The Lashon of the Zohar is that V'shachat Achara V'loi Kahana. It has to be somebody else. It's not allowed to be a Kohen. As I state in Zohar, all the Achrayim, everybody quotes the Zohar. The Zohar says Achara V'loi Kahana, meaning Shechita K'sher Bizar, sounds like a Zohar could do Shechita. Or even had a Hama, meaning that maybe it's only B'diyev. In Zayir Shtei Kung Fakert. In Zayir Shtei Dafka Azar was supposed to do the Shechita. A Kohen was not supposed to do the Shechita. Achara, Veloi, Kahana. The emes is, it's a Pella. Because as we go through Zvachim, we're going to see there's many instances and many situations where Kohanim did Shechita. So Lechur, at first glance, Divrei HaZayir HaKadosh, Tzorich Iyin Gadol. The Cheshik Shloima. Shloima HaKohen Mivilna. And his Cheshik Shloima, Mesachtas Menachas, Daf Yitessam, and Aleph asks his Kasha. And he says a beer nifla in the Zohar. He says, a Zohar does not mean what people think it means. People think the Zohar is trying to say, Achar of Eloi Kahana, that a Kohen is not allowed to do the Shechita. Of course a Kohen is allowed to do Shechita. There's so many stories and Gemaras with Kohanim did Shechita. What it means is that in the event that a Kohen is going to do Shechita, he's not allowed to wear his big day kahuna. He could do Shechita, but not as a Kohen. He has to do the Shechita as if he would be an Achara. Why? He says, based on the Rambam Shita, because we know that a Kohen had to wear Big Day Kohuna. If a Kohen does the Avodah, and Mechusa Begadon, it's a very big problem. He had to wear Big Day Kohuna. One of the Big Day Kohuna was the Avneh. The Avneh was made out of Shatnez. The Rambam says that being that the Avneh was made out of Shatnez, it's for that reason, if a Kohen would wear the Big Day Kohuna, Shaloi B'Shas Avodah, he would be Chayiv Malkus, because he's being over the Issa Malkus, Shaloi B'Shas Avodah. Bishloim, if you do it B'Shas Avodah, so Avodah is Doicha, the Issa Kalai. But if you're going to wear it, Shaloi B'Shas Avodah, so now it's going to come out, you have a problem. So it comes out that if a Kohen is going to go do the Shechita, he's not doing the Avodah, because Shechita Lav Avodah, he has no right to wear the Big Day Kahuna, because he's going to be over the Issa Shatnes, Shaloi B'Malki Mitzvah. That's what the Zohar is saying. You know what the Zohar is saying? The Rambam Shechita. That's the Zohar. The Zohar is saying really two things. Shechita Lav Avodah, and that you can't wear the Big Day Kuna Shaloi B'Shas Avodah. That as a result, could a Kohen do it Avada? You're going to bring me a riot from somewhere that a Kohen did Shechita? A Kohen's allowed to do Shechita. But a Kohen has to do it as an Achara. He can't do it as a Kohen, because if he's going to do it as a Kohen, meaning he's going to wear his Big Day Kuna, it's going to come out that he's wearing his Big Day Kuna Shaloi B'Shas Avodah. So why is this so gewaldic? Because we spoke out Raid a few weeks ago. Raid that's Kedai Techazer B'Kitzer Nimrutz. And that is that we spoke out Akasha. From the Chassam Sofer, the Malbim, by the way, asks this Kasha as well. Others ask the Kasha. It's a real Harifas Digga Kasha. And that is that the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, that after Chana brought Shmuel to Eli HaKoyen, almost immediately, Eli said that Shmuel's Chayiv Misa. Chana says, Shmuel's Chayiv Misa, what do you do? Say, it was a Moira Alacha Befnei Rab. What was the rest of the story? The rest of the story is that Shmuel, he's a little boy, he comes to the Makom HaMikdash, and he sees that the Eilim is looking for a Koyen. She says, why are you looking for a kohen? He says, we need to shecht an animal and we need a kohen to do the shechita. So Shmuel said, what's the big deal? Shechita k'sheir bazaar. They said, I hear, but I don't know anything about that. So they bring Shmuel to Eli, and Shmuel tells Eli, shechita k'sheir bazaar. Eli says, how do you know shechita k'sheir bazaar? He quotes this gemara, zvachim lamed beis, and Eli says, I hear, you're right. The problem is your mayor alachim b'fnei rabbi, a mayor alachim b'fnei rabbi is chayv misa, chana says, ala nar zez, palalti, v'chula v'chula. Freitach sam soifin yeridei asim in samach tes. He goes, I don't understand. The gemara says in Erev and Daf Samach Yimel, that even though Talmud is not allowed to be mayor alachim b'fnei rabbi, but lafrusha mei surah, he is allowed to be mayor alachim b'fnei rabbi. That's the case. L'das Eli, that shechita was an avoida, a kayin was good at the shechita, he was going to wear the big day kun. L'fiyah emes shechita la avoida, which means it's ksher bizarre, which means that even if a kayin does it, it's not an avoida, he's not allowed to wear the big day kahuna. If that's the case, he was being mafresh Eli me'isura, which is sir me'isur kalayim. So why was he a mayor alacha b'fnei rabbi? It was lafrush me'isura. Me'isura de kalayim. As I freak the chsam soifer akasha. It's a gavaldik akasha. So we spoke out Ray from the Rogach of a Goyin and from other Gedoyli Yisrael that said a gevaldige chiddush, and that is that even though it's true the Gemara says that shechita k'sheira bizar and shechita lavavoidi, that is only if a zar is the one that's doing the shechita. So if a zar is the one that's doing the shechita, shechita lavavoidi. But in the event that a Koyin does the shechita, in that case the shechita is going to be an avoido. Spoke at a diak from Rashi in the Sechta Zivama Staf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis that says that even though shechita is k'sheira bizar, a zar wouldn't be able to do shechita on Shabbos. So even though we know that a Koyin was allowed to do shechita on Shabbos, a zar now, what's the chilik? Because when a kohen does it, it's avoida. Avoida is daicha Shabbos. But when a zar does it, it's not avoida. And as a result, it's not avoida. You have no way to be daicha Shabbos. But the bottom line is, it's choluk when a zar does shechita versus when a kohen does shechita. When a zar does shechita, it's true, shechita lav avoidi. But when a kohen does shechita, then already the shechita is going to be an avoida. Al kapanim, what was the aside? The aside of the Ragach of a goyin and others. That it's true shechita lav avoidi. But that's only when a zar does it. When a kohen does it, is an avoida, and that's why a kohen's allowed to wear the big day kuna, and that's why Shmuel was a mayor alacha b'fnei rabbi, because l'das eli that the shechita was going to be done with the kohen wasn't going to be wearing big day kuna shaloi b'shas avoida, because to the extent that a kohen's doing the shechita, it's b'shas avoida. It's not like the Cheshek Shloim. Cheshek Shloim is saying not that way. Cheshek Shloim is learning up the Zohar that when the Zohar says achara v'loi kahana, what does it mean? Doesn't mean a kohen can't do shechita. There's many gemaras that kohanim did shechita. What it means is that when a kohen does it, he does it b'toiras achara. He does it mechusse begadim. He doesn't have his mancha bigdeyam aleim, kunasam aleim. Thus, he's like an ordinary person. He's a pedestrian. He's an achara. Why is he an achara? The reason he's an achara is not wearing his big tekuna. Why? Because shechita lav avoidi. What do you mean? I thought when the kohen does it, then it is an avoida. So cheshek shloima clearly nemdan. Not like the Rogach of a Goyim, the Chulu, so it's a Geshmak, a Shaila, the Zayah, the Chsam Saifas Kasha, fun raid, but the bottom line is, this is the Shaila. Shechita Lava Vaidish, Shechita Ksheir Bazar. What's the Makar? Unzer Mish. Gemar says in the Daf Yudal, but really, this is where it starts. Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph. That's the Sugi we learned this morning. What if a Koyin did the Shechita? Is it an Avaid or is it not an Avaid? So we have the raid from 2 weeks ago, we have the raid from this morning, coming together a little bit. But Me'inyan, Le'inyan, Ba'oise Inyan, a Dover Nifla. That is, so we mentioned the Rambam Shita. The Rambam holds that a Kohen was not allowed to wear the big day kahuna shalei b'shas avoida. The Ravid argues. Where is this Rambam Ravid? So you'd expect it to be in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Hilchos Bias HaMikdash, Maisa HaKarbonis, Psuli HaMikdash. No, it's actually in Hilchos Kalayim. It's the last sif cut on the Hilchos Kalayim. So you have to pull out not the Rambam Avoida, you need a Rambam Zroim to find this. Either way, so it's the very last halacha. Perikir halacha lamed beis. Okay, Rambam. Kayanim shalav shu big day kuhuna shalei b'shas avoida. Kayanim that wore the big day kuhuna shalei b'shas avoida. I feel it b'mikdash. Even if they're in the beis amikdash, doesn't matter. Like it, they get malchus. Why? Mipnei ha'avneit. Shehu kalayim. Because the Kohanim, if they're wearing the big tuna, obviously wearing the avnet, and the avnet is kalayim. For like huchu by el b'shas avoda, shehi mitzvah sasei k'moy hatzitzis. So b'shas avoda, we're doing a mitzvah sasei k'moy hatzitzis. Over this, says the Rambam, you have the tchir. Tzitzis is doicha shatnes. That's the makar tasei doichalei sasei. So you have that with regards to the big tekuna as well. But it has to be b'shas avoda. The avoda is the tzitzis. But if it's shaloi b'shas avoda, over there it's not going to be okay. Zokter Rav, the two ha'aras on the Rambam. Number one, Amar Avram, Tabaza. The Rambam's wrong. Shari Amru biyume perik bolei kain gadol samichtasam at aleph b'mikdash afilu shloi b'shas avoida muter. So number one, the Ravid argues with the Rambam. The Ravid held that it's mutter for a kohen to wear the big day kuna afilu shaloish b'shas avoda. Ha'orah number two, and that's the orah that we need now. Umayde kamar nami mipnei ha'avnei chul shal kolayim. This that the Rambam said, that the reason a kohen wasn't allowed to wear the big day kuna shaloish b'shas avoda is because of the avnei, otu choshin ve'efoid mi less for who kolayim. Ad kan loshan arayvet. Only the avnei had kolayim. That means the machlokes in the Gemara, whether the avnei had kolayim or didn't have kolayim. It's a machlokes tana. Tana is derived. Say better. You're saying good, say better. Otu choshin ve'efoid mi less for kolayim. The choshin and the efoid that the kohen gadol wore certainly had kolayim. What the choshin and the efoid had? It had tcheles, bloyavol, argomon, perpovol, I think, right? So you have all these talashuni. So you have all these different wools, and then you had sheish. What's sheish linen? And it was moshsar. It was tedrait. It was semisht. It was all together. This is kolayim 101. It's shatnez 101. So time is derived. Why did the Rambam have to fly to one man the amar that holds that the avnet was kolayim? Not even everyone agrees with that. The Rambam should have mentioned, says derived, the choshen and the eif. Zok the beis halevi, a dover nifl. You know why the Rambam didn't mention the choshen and the eifod? Because the choshen and the eifod are only the gay the kohen gadol. It's not the gay or kohen head. And the emes is, says the Beis Halevi, I think that the Rambam held that it's only a kohen head yitzhaloi b'shas avoida that gets malchus for wearing his big dekuna. But a kohen gadol is allowed to wear the big dekuna afilo shaloi b'shas avoida. And the Beis Halevi says, chabadir ken a Rambam. This Rambam's not in Hilchas Kalayim. This Rambam's in Hilchas Kli Amikdash. It's Perik Ches Halacha Yud Aleph. Big Day Kuhuna says the Rambam Mutter Lehonis Behen. You let have Anor from Digi Kuhuna. Lefikach Leivish Oysen B'yem Avidasai. Afilu Shalei B'shas Avoida. You could wear it even Shalei B'shas Avoida. Huh? Chutz Minu Avnei. Mibnei Shushan, says the Rambam. Of course, that's a very important case. You got to read the fine print. With the exception of the Avnei, you certainly not can with the Gartel. Everything but the Gartel. Says the Rambam, Osir l'koyin hedyet l'loivshoy el b'shas avoida. Because the Avnei, the koyin hedyet's not allowed to wear, only if it's b'shas avoida. Again, big day kohuna mutter lehaneis bahen. Lefichach loivesh oysan b'yem avoidasa. Afilu shaloi b'shas avoida. Chutz mino avnet mipnei shehu shatnis osur l'koyin hedyet l'loivshoy el b'shas avoida. Frank the Beis Halevi, also the Kohen Hedid, what, and the Kohen Gadol's allowed to wear Shatnez? Kohen Gadol has the same issue, he's not holier than thou, he's not above the law. Kohen Gadol's not allowed to wear Shatnez either, Shleib B'Shas Avodah. So why did the Rambam say, also the Kohen Hedid, also the Kohen? It doesn't matter if you're a Kohen Hedid or if you're a Kohen Gadol. Talk to Beis Halevi, it's Mavur clearly in this Rambam, that the Rambam held that this Isser, to wear the big day kohuna, Shleib B'Shas Avodah is only an Isser for the Kohen Hedid. It's not an Isser, it's Mavur in the Rambam. Mipneishu shatnis also the kohen head. If I say there's no problem with the kohen god, and that's shining the Rambam perik yud halacha lamed beis and luchas kalayim. That's why the Rambam, when he talks about now wearing big day kohuna, shaloi b'shas avoid, he just mentions the avnei. Frank derived otu choishin ve'efoid mi less bu kalayim. Yeah, there's kalayim, but the kohen head didn't wear. And the iser to wear the big day kohuna shaloi b'shas avoid is an iser that's al karkafte the god with the kohen head. It's not an iser on the kohen god. But the question is why? What's the chiluk between a kohen head and a kohen god? Says the beis halevi davar nifla. Because we know that there were many korbanos that were problematic. Nitma hadam, nitma habasar, that the halacha was that the tzitz was meratza. Meaning, if the kohen gadol was wearing the tzitz at the time that the tumas hadam took place, and then the zrikas hadam happened, b'shoigeg, for example. So the halacha is that even though you can't do zrika on dam that's tumah, just giving you one example, the halacha is that tzitz would be meratza. Another example, which is a segue into tomorrow's daf, is a shay l'chas, tumah hutra b'tzibur, tumah tchuyah b'tzibur. What are the nafkaminas is? Tumah tchuyah b'tzibur works together with the tzitz. Meaning the kohen gadol, when he wore his tzitz, it created ritzoy in karbonis. There were many karbonis that were possible that ordinarily would be major, major problems. But being that the kohen gadol was wearing the tzitz, the Torah says that the tzitz had a koyach to be mechaper, it had a koyach to be meratza. Somehow it made us be able to look away from certain issues with karbonis. It contributed tremendously to kapara. That means every time the kohen gadol is wearing his shmeina begudin, he's doing avoida. You know what avoida he's doing? The tzitz meratza, which has an unbelievable ability to be machshir karbonis. Says Octave Salevi that when it comes to the kohen gadol, there's no such thing as shalei b'shas avoida. A kohen had yet, if he's bechefza doing the avoida, it's b'shas avoida. If he's not bechefza doing the avoida, it's not b'shas avoida. As a result, says the Rambam, loy hutshu boy el b'shas avoida, she mitzvahs esa, kemoya tzitzis, if he's doing the avoida, then you have a tchia. But if he's not doing the avoida, he doesn't have the tchia. The kohen gadol afilu shalei b'shas avoida is b'shas avoida. Because the kohen gadol, when he's wearing his Shmoyne Begadim, one of which was the tzitz. Over there, the tzitz was meratzon, any tumah that's going to take place, which the Beis Halevi says is avoidah, because think about what it's doing, what it's contributing to the ritzoy. What's avoidah? It tuzoy for ritzoy. The tzitz, when it was oidah yal metzchei shal kohen gadol, was meratzah. So if it was meratzah, it's always shas avoidah. If it's always shas avoidah, there's no such thing as shaloi b'shas avoidah. That's why the Rambam only mentioned the avni and then the vilchus kalayim, and that's why the Rambam b'lashoyne hazov said chutz min avni b'nei shushat, there's also the kohen hedit, because as it relates to the kohen gadol, this is actually not going to be an issue. It comes out then that even according to the Cheshek Shloima and others, that and the Chasam Sofer, who was clearly assumed this in his question as well, that the Kohen Hedit was not allowed to wear his big day kuna b'shas shchita, that was only the Kohen Hedit. So a Kohen Hedit has this iser, he's not allowed to wear big day kuna b'shas avoida. And being that shchita lava avoida, therefore, the way the Cheshek Shloima understood the Zohar HaKadosh, so it's going to come out a Kohen wasn't allowed to wear his big day kuna b'shas shchita. But the Kohen Gadol, if he wanted to wear the Shmoyne b'gadol b'shas shchita, he could. Because Kohen Gadol was always allowed to wear the Shmoyne b'gadol. Whether he's doing shchita, whether he's not doing shchita, whether he's doing Kabbalah, whether he's just doing anything, because oidei al mitzchei meratzah, there's always going to be a ritzoy. Just to end with one lighter note, not that this was so heavy, but just one lighter note, and that is the Chasam Sofer and the Tshuva. It's in Yoyredeya Simin Reish Tzadik Dalet. So he's discussing doing Pinyin Aben al Yedei Shliach. So apparently, even though maybe you could do Pinyin Aben al Yedei Shliach, that's his discussion, but clearly the Minhag Yisrael is not to do Pinyin Aben al Yedei Shliach. So at the very end of the Tshuva, and it's printed in many of the Chasam Sofer's Alatir, if you have the Oiris Chasam Sofer, it's in the end of Parashas Bo. So the Chasam Sofer over there says as follows. He says that we know that one of the four sons is the Tam. So all the boys have questions. Tam mahu oimer, v'oyeki shalcha bincha machal eimer mazois. V'omar ta'elof. What's he asking about? He's asking about the halacha of Bechor. So the son, the Tam, is going to ask, you know why we have a concept of Kedushas Bechor? Because the last of the 10 Makos was Makas Bechoros. And Hashem came and he killed every Bechor in Mitzrayim. Mi Bechor Adam ad Bechor Behema al Kain ani Zevech Hashem. Therefore, I'm bringing as a carbon Kolpet Derechem Ascharim V'chol Bechor Bonayefta. Zok de Chsam Soifa. Yesh ledakteg loshen ani Zevech. Al Kain ani Zevech Hashem. I think this is a good Zushta. Yesh ledakteg this loshen al Kain ani Zevech. V'yesh loimah. Listen to the Chasam Sofer. Shegam meyaz hoyu regilim habaylam lezvayach b'chayreim ba'atzmam. The Minhag Yisrael was, back in the day, when there was real Kedushas Bechor, so a person that had a Bechor had to be brought as a carbon. The Baal HaBechor, the owner of the animal, he would shech the animal by himself. The Shechitas HaBezar Ksheira. Because really, Shechit HaKsheira Bezar. V'liftais HaBen Ba'atzmei Dafke. And they would do Pinyin HaBen themselves also. V'zeu Sheshol HaBen. And that was the question of the Ben. So this Tom is Nishtazat Tam. You know what his question is? Ma Zois, Ma Mishuna, that you're doing it, V'loy Al Yedei Shliach. V'roif Pamin, because most Shechitah says, D'chsam Soif HaKlihanim Soif HaMachachim. V'loy Yisraelim. Uma Nishtana HaBechor. So says, D'chsam Soif historically, most Shechitahs were done Al Yedei Kohanim. Ordinarily, if a person was bringing an oil, a Toida, a Chatas, Ashram, the Kohen would do it, even though Shechitah Ksheir Bazar. But the Bechor, the Minhag Yisrael always was, that the Baal HaBechor, he would go and he would do it by himself. And that was the Tam's question. Ma Zois, why are you doing it by yourself? Meshavav, you know what the father's answer is? Vayiki Yikshapar L'Shalchenu. Vayarek Hashem. Es kol b'chor, and we learn from there. Hashem ba'atzmoi ani v'loy shliach. Okay, being that Hakadosh Baruch Hu did makas b'chayrus by himself, it was ani v'loy shliach. Therefore, ani zayveach v'loy al yedei shliach. And therefore, b'chayr ani efta ba'atzmoi v'loy al yedei shliach. He says, "Ad kam b'chedusha tayrus shliach." Some sleeper says, "This is what I wrote on my chedusha in tayrus." Either way, shchitik sheir bazar. This is Zayir Hakadosh that says it should be dafka with a zar. Our gemara even had a havamina that maybe a zar is l'katchila. Which ties into the Ragachava and all that raid. But an interesting Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says that the Minhag Yisrael was that Al Pi Roif Kehanim were the ones that did the Shechita. Bechor was different. Why was Bechor different? Because Klai Yisrael always felt that when it came to Makas Bechoris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it himself, Vayarek Hashem Bechor Bechor, it was Aniva Loishliach. So therefore, we give back Hashem. What do we say? Al Kain Anizai Veyach, Aniva Loishliach.